Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am your superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am so excited that you are joining us for season 2, episode 2 of the podcast. On this podcast, we share the individual voices and stories of the students, staff members, and community members who truly make us Fox C6 Strong. Today, I am so excited to share with you a conversation with Rachel Schlipman, a Merrimack Heights elementary parent who will share a story about what happens when parents and schools work together to support students and teachers. Now, let's hear from our communications coordinator, JP, and Rachel Schlipman, and I will talk to you again after their conversation.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. Today, I am so excited to be joined by Rachel Schlipman. Rachel is a parent and community member here in the Fox School District. So Rachel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're really excited to have you on here today to talk about all the things you do to support students and teachers here in Fox C6. But first, Rachel, could you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. I am Rachel Schlipman, like you said. I have two kids in the Fox District. They both go to Merrimack Heights currently. I have a fifth grader and a first grader. I graduated from the district myself. I'm a Fox grad from class of 99. I am a Girl Scout co-leader for a really awesome Girl Scout troop. And I am on the Parents Club at Merrimack Heights, and I also substitute teach in the district. And I am a co-facilitator for the President's Forum.
And just for folks who are unfamiliar with the President's Forum, could you tell us a little bit about that group, Rachel?
It is a community member run group. It's actually two parents. We talk quarterly to the Parents Club officers from every school, as well as the principals and vice principals and other administrators that are able to join those meetings. And we just talk about ways we can make our community better and we can make our district more unified and be a team.
And I feel like one neat thing about the President's Forum, you know, like you said, it's all the PTO presidents and administrators from around the district. And it really empowers you guys as parents and community leaders to kind of learn more about the district and be able to kind of share information with other folks in your school communities, right?
Absolutely. I learn so much at these meetings, which is funny because we plan the meeting.
Even though you run the meetings, you still find a way to learn while you're there. I think that really speaks to you as a person.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually a bonus. So I like that I get to always learn. That's something I enjoy.
I want to kind of take a trip back in time. Last spring, you were honored with a Fox C6 Masterpiece Award. For folks in the audience who are unfamiliar with the Masterpiece Award, this is an award that is given out every spring. Anyone in the Fox C6 family can be nominated for a Masterpiece Award based on the criteria of demonstrating love, service, and care to fulfill the Fox C6 promise. The students will leave our district with a purpose. Rachel was nominated by multiple individuals for a Masterpiece Award and was eventually honored with the Masterpiece Award last spring. Can you tell the audience, Rachel, just a little bit about what it was like finding out that you had been honored with a Masterpiece Award?
It's funny because this was right after all of the pandemic started. And so everything had quickly turned to Zoom. We had one Parents Club meeting via Zoom just to kind of talk about how our year is completely different now. What are we going to do? How can we fulfill a need? And then Dr. Bain had scheduled another Parents Club meeting, kind of a last minute one. And I thought, okay, sure, that's great. Let's get on. And so I get on. And the funny story is the first Parent Club meeting, he took a picture of our Zoom. And I was in Zoom attire. I had my hair in a messy bun and I had a t-shirt on and whatever. And he took a picture and I thought, okay, the next time we have a parent club meeting, if he's going to keep taking pictures, I'm going to have to do my hair. So thankfully I did my hair for the next impromptu parent club meeting, which I'm glad I did because that's when I won my masterpiece award. And so I logged in and I saw some guests like Dr. Patel, and there was some extra people on our parent club meeting. And I was like, okay, well, no big deal. Like, I guess they want to see what we're doing. Patel started talking and they had honored me with the masterpiece. And I was very humbled and very surprised. A lot of my Merrimack Heights family was on the call. So that was really neat that I got to share it with them. And they all had little signs they were holding up for me. And that was really cool.
In the show notes to this episode, we will actually link out to the video of Rachel being honored with last year's Masterpiece Award. I know, Rachel, that you are nominated for the Masterpiece Award because of all the amazing work that you do to support students and teachers at the MAC. Can you tell us about one or two of the projects that you do there that you're most proud of?
Sure. So we have a really great parent club team at our school. There are 6 officers, and then we have a few others who are always ready when we need something. It's the best team. Like, we build each other up. We're very supportive, and we just make things happen and make things work regardless, because most of us are not stay-at-home parents. So we have other responsibilities outside of the house. So we just come up with a creative plan and pull it off, surprisingly. One of my favorite events that we do, and we just started it a couple years ago, is the dress swap. We have a father-daughter dance every spring. Usually, we have a lot of students at Merrimack Heights. It's one of the larger elementary schools. We have about 300 people that come to our father-daughter dance. It's so cute because the girls and the dads, they all just get dressed to the nines, and the girls are so excited, and they just feel like, they just feel so confident in themselves, regardless of what they're wearing. You know, some girls love to wear little rompers and some girls love to just wear the big ball gown. It gets expensive if you buy a new dress every year and then you have to buy shoes. And so we started a dress swap. And what happens is we collect dresses. It's all donation based. I try to remind people when they're, you know, cleaning out closets to keep all their dresses and dress shoes and tights, and they just donate them to me. And then we sort them by size and we wash them all. And we have a little shop set up at the school, a little boutique, and it's all free. And it's for anybody that goes to Merrimack Heights. And they can come and they can try on dresses and find a pair of shoes if we have her size and it matches, and they get to walk out with a free dress and they can wear it to the father-daughter dance if they want to. I love seeing their faces when they find this dress that fits them and they love it and it's the right color and it's everything, because we don't have doubles. So it is what it is. It's very boutique. And it is, it's just a great thing. The littles are so cute about it because the kindergarten girls come in and they get so excited to take home this free dress. And they're like, it's free. We just get to have this dress. And they're like, I love it. And they spin and they twirl, and it's magic. It's like being at Disney World. It's the best.
How many years have you done the dress swap, Rachel?
So this would have been our third year.
Can you tell us how did the dress swap get started? Was there an idea, or did you see a need, or how did that kind of get off the ground?
I think the idea just happened one year. My daughter went through a phase until she was about 7 where all she wanted to wear was fancy dresses. So anytime I went to Goodwill, I was looking for fancy dresses that would fit her, that she would love. And then we had this whole closet full of fancy dresses. Now, they only cost me a few dollars because they're from Goodwill. But I thought, she grew these and she only wore them a few times, and they're still gorgeous, gorgeous dresses. So I had mentioned to Dr. Bain in a parent club meeting that it would be really awesome to start some sort of dress swap, and he loved it, and we ran with it, and it was a very quick turnaround. I think we came up with the idea about 2 months before the father-daughter dance. So it was a very quick turnaround that first year. But like I said, I have an amazing parent club team, and they always run with my crazy ideas. And so we did it. We tag teamed on the washing of the dresses, and we got any friends who had like clothing racks that we could hang dresses on so we could sort them by size. And we had a Title I class in our school that we just, they were awesome and let us store our stuff in there and turn it into a shop in between their classes. And because Merrimack Heights doesn't have any extra classrooms, so everything's always a multi-purpose room. And it was awesome. And it really turned out great. And we didn't have a huge turnout that first year, but the second year we had tons of people show up, and it was awesome to see them all in their dresses at the father-daughter dance. And they felt amazing, which is the best part of the whole thing.
Just that idea of seeing the little kiddos try on the dress and twirl around the classroom, just being so excited that they got this is just great. It's so inspiring to hear you tell that story, because it's one of those grassroots projects that just kind of came to be. And now it's obviously impacting so many students and so many families, whether it's someone who just like, hey, I want to go and see what I can find, or a family who says, you know, we can go to the dance, but I don't have anything for you to wear. And then you provide that opportunity for that little girl to go and feel so special at the father-daughter dance. So Rachel, as we start to wrap up our conversation for today, is there anything else you'd like to share about your involvement or about parent involvement in general?
So I think that when you're wanting to get involved, it's really easy for everybody to let the negatives come in. Oh, I'm not really good at conversations. I'm not really good with money. So helping out at the concession stand might not be my strong suit. Just always remember that it's about those kids, right? They get this experience one time, and these memories they're making helps them become who they're going to be. If they have an amazing education experience, even if school isn't easy for them, we have some of the most amazing teachers and administrators in this district, and they care about these kids so much. And when you throw in the parent side of it, like I said, even if you keep your motivation to be always just about those kids, it becomes a lot easier for you to do things. Their expectations of you are not as big as your expectations of yourself are. You don't need to make some huge grand gesture. You just need to show up for 10 or 15 minutes and make sure that they see you doing something to help. And I think if they see that you're doing something to help, then that shows them that they could maybe do something to help also. And if we all just help a little tiny bit, it makes a huge difference. And, you know, I always want these kids to be proud of their school and their community. If helping in the lunchroom and reading a story and making a flyer shows my kids that I'm wanting to take a interest in their school career and make sure they're having a good time, then hopefully that will help them want to do other good things in the community as well.
I think that's so great. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me and sharing your voice and ideas today on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I appreciate your time and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
It was so inspiring to hear Rachel talk about the dress swap at Merrimack Heights Elementary. This event shows how much power a strong connection between a school and the community it serves can have on students. Thank you, Rachel, and to the Parents Club and administrators at the MAC for their incredible work on this project. Personally, I can't wait to see this event happen again one day soon. And with that, we are at the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of season 2 of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am so excited to have each and every one of you along on this journey with us to amplify the voices of students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. I can't wait to share our next podcast with you on Monday, February 8th, 2021. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.